How about ghouls and gals? Welcome to the void. T-Sass is hotspot for real paranormal encounters. I'm Elena.
And I'm Kalei. Tonight we have a first-hand account of a ghostly activity from a fellow student, Dottie.
Before we begin, we have a few questions to ask our guest.
Did you have anything paranormal happen to you at T-Sass? If not, what's your scariest or weirdest experience you've had? Like, where?
I think my weirdest experiences would have to be in my Nana's house, the second house that she owned. Mm-hmm. And there were just things that you couldn't really explain throughout the entire time that she spent there and that my papa spent there. And I think that while I wasn't there, a lot more went on. Like, usually, that's usually what happens. But I think the first thing that I could tell you was that a woman had died in there before that, like, years and years before.
Well, did your, like, grandparents maybe tell you about, like, the encounters they've had before, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
What are those encounters that they've, like, experienced?
Usually, they're it's just in that one side room. Just in the side room that's, like, right by the door.
Mm-hmm. What's in the side room?
It's just, it was empty before except for a TV, like an old vintage TV set that just sets there.
Yeah, so like an entertainment like type of
Yeah, place it was black and white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the TV. Yeah, the TV.
Oh, that's some creepy vibes there.
Besides your grandparents' encounters, what have you experienced?
Well, back to the side room that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. I spent most of the time there in that room when I slept with my Nana because my brother didn't really sleep with us because he didn't really care.
Yeah. And I don't like you. I'm going in another room.
Yeah. So I slept in that room with my Nana, and before they got rid of that old TV set, they left it in there. It was just in there, and there wasn't really much else that they had to do with it because there wasn't any other TV. So they just left it plugged in, and it didn't really work well. It was a fuzzy TV, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And usually I didn't have to wake up and see that, but sometimes it would just turn on its own. And it doesn't have anything but a couple of notches on the side of it.
Like, there wouldn't be, like, oh, I accidentally, like, sat on the remote or something. It just automatically just flickered on.
Yeah,
nothing.
It just turns on. And they're like, switch notches. So you have to crank it in order for it to come on.
That's, oh, God.
And it happened pretty frequently. Not while I was there. I've had a few times where it would just turn on. And eventually it got to the point where my Nana unplugged the TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the TV would still come on.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's happened once or twice after that. And it was just very weird.
Yeah.
And that was about the only problem with that TV. After they got rid of that TV, nothing else really happened with the electronics and stuff in the house.
Mm.
I think another story in that room has yeah. to do with the tubs. There were a stacked assortment of tubs in the corner of the room. And we didn't have, my Nana didn't have any pets. I didn't bring any pets with me. I didn't have a cat or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And since we were in that room, there the mattress was just on the floor. So there's nothing underneath. There's nothing that's going to pull anything out of anywhere. And there's no steep hill or
yeah,
anything.
So it's just you, an empty room, and a TV.
Yeah.
Basically. So,
and
wow.
And the tubs.
Oh, yeah, the tubs.
The tubs.
Yeah, sorry. And the tubs, sorry.
And the closet, the hinges were, they were slide out doors. So it kind of just, it was an empty closet. I don't know why they didn't put the tubs in there, but I woke up one night and I ended up, I don't know, I think it was just because I couldn't sleep. And so I sat up and I was sitting there trying to just, and this was at the time where I didn't have a phone. So you didn't really have yes. much else to do but just yeah. sat there and wait to go back to bed.
Yeah.
And the tubs started moving, like they started shifting around, and immediately you think, oh, this is fine, mm-hmm. just because you're in that paranoia of sleep, you don't actually understand what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And you immediately think, oh, whatever, I'm just gonna go back to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe I'm like dreaming or something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I go back to sleep and wake back up again. And then I immediately think intruder because it goes straight across the floor. And it's like it's being yanked across the floor. And the floor is wooden, so you can hear everything.
So it's creaks. Like a scratching, like, type of, like, noise.
You can hear creaks and everything.
I hate that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I almost peed myself. I had to get my nan up. I'm like, okay, there's something happening. And she's like, no, it's fine. Just go to sleep. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean it's just fine? There's something shuffling across the room.
Like, yeah. And she's like, it's fine. It's nothing. And I'm like, why? And she's like, it's just the lady.
The lady?
The lady. And the thing is that I was already paranoid as a kid. I was terrified of everything. Whenever I turned the lights off, I ran. And she went back to sleep, and I sat there and just listened to the tub scratching against the ground for a good 5 minutes before it stopped completely. Mm. And when we woke up, two of the tubs had been moved to the other side of the room.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and there'd just been one that stayed there, and the other ones had been moved. And I don't know how they got to that point, but I knew that I wasn't sleeping in that room anymore.
Yeah.
Just like, I'm done. You know, it's like, you know, maybe it's just like, because didn't she talk about like maybe a spirit or something was in there in that room? Yeah,
they knew about the older lady because her family contacted them about it. Mm. And they talked about it a lot. And so they knew that a woman had died in there. And they knew that there was always something that was wrong with that house, mm-hmm. no matter how pretty it was.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you say that there was something like there was something about the room that, like, you told us in our pre-interview that we had, there was something about the room on the floor. Can you explain?
I was going to get to that because that one scares me the most.
Yeah, yeah.
After my Nana died, we ended up taking the mattress out of that room. And underneath that mattress was a basement door. Like, it's like the wooden tiles, wooden floorboards. We pulled them up and ended up being a door underneath. And we opened it up and there's a basement in there. Mm-hmm. And it had never been listed in the house. There was just a basement that was there. And there wasn't anything inside. It's just there was a room underneath that nobody knew about and nobody understood where it came from.
That's so interesting and, like, kind of scary at the same time. Like, I would hate to, like, just be moving stuff and then just randomly find that. Like,
oh, yeah. No, that, like, room, after she passed away,
yeah,
the room started falling apart. Like, there would be, like, mold growing on the walls, and it's just in that room.
That's weird.
Yeah, and the ceiling ended up caving in. Mm. So it just ended up just, like, deteriorating on its own while those tubs never moved. They stayed there in that place.
Yeah. So the rest of the house is fine and just that?
Just that room. It's always just been that room.
It's interesting. Before we ask our final questions to Dottie, I'm going to do a little commercial break. So for today's mini commercial, we'll be talking about the TSAS yearbook. It is $40 to pre-order up until the 31st of December. Then after, it will be $50. And to add your name on the book, it will be an additional $5. So yeah, so let's continue back on to asking questions to Dottie.
And besides the whole your grandparents' like house thing with the old lady spirit, was this your first time ever experiencing anything paranormal? It's like only that house or, you know?
Actually, I think it was. I think it was just that house that had always bothered me when I was younger. And I don't know what it was, but it was just always an eerie feeling that it had to it. Like, just...
Well, yeah, like, you were young, too. So, of course, it's going to, like, you know, stick at the back of your mind a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah, I think about it all the time.
If you don't mind me asking, how old were you, like, at the time you were, like, experiencing this stuff?
12. I was 12.
Oh, 12. Okay.
That's why I said I was very scared of that place. Like, when the lights turned off, I was running. Yeah, there wasn't even anything. Like I said, the mattress was on the floor, so there was no reason for me to jump on the mattress, but I went running.
Well, like, yeah, you were 12. It's just a little, in a little kid's mind, it's just like, maybe, you know, get out as soon as possible. You know, the faster I do it, the faster I can just get away.
And not only that, but like you said, like you thought it was an intruder, and so like I can see like
how that. And they had an alarm system, which makes it even weirder that I experienced that.
Yeah.
You think if it was an intruder, the alarm would go off, but Dottie's like, nope, that's an intruder. The alarm didn't go off. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I didn't sleep in that room again.
So before we wrap up, was there anything that you would like to end with here?
No, I think that's about it.
Well, thank you so much for coming. And thank you so much for the listeners to tuning in.
Yeah, and thank you for listening to other people's experiences. And a special thank you, you know, to Dottie for telling us your experience.
So I hope the listeners join in again. And thank you for listening.